You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain.
Weird Tales from the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy.
Volume 4, Instructor Edition. The Odd Behavior of Sifu Wu. In previous episodes of this mini-series, I've described some of the bizarre behavior I've observed from students and prospective students at my martial arts academy. Today, I'll shift the focus to, sadly, equally bizarre behavior I've seen exhibited by instructors of the martial arts. There are a lot of amazing people involved in the martial arts, but even being amazing is no bar to engaging in bizarre behavior, bizarre enough to be worthy of inclusion in an episode of Weird Tales of the Rising Phoenix Academy. Today's example involves a gent with whom I once shared a building. I taught my students there, he taught his students there, and we split the rent. I won't use his real name here. Let's call him Sifu Wu. He was gifted when it came to doing the forms of karate and kung fu, and he knew it. He was quite full of himself and loved being paid attention to and admired. It's even fair to say that the relationship between he and his students had a strong cult-like vibe. He once wrote a fairly nauseating poem that described his experience when he demonstrated his martial skills to an admiring crowd. The first line of the poem went, "I stand. They watch." It went rapidly downhill from there. He was also totally into and credulous for any New Age woo-woo you can imagine, from astrology to palm reading to crystal power to reading people's auras to, of course, chi power. He one day proudly proclaimed to me that he was now, quote, "a registered psychic," unquote. As listeners to this podcast probably know, I'm seldom at a loss for words. But when he said this to me, all I could do was stare at him with an open mouth for a few beats before barely managing to mumble something like, "That's great." One day, Sifu Wu, whose irritating personality made it difficult for him to be accepted as one of the guys, approached a group of us who were resting after a strenuous session of sparring. He usually avoided sparring himself with the guys, probably because that entailed risking being seen to be scored upon, and thus risking his image as an infallible martial arts paragon. In any case, after a few empty pleasantries, Sifu Wu said, "You guys all have martial arts nicknames. Jeff, you're the Raging Squirrel. Dave, you're the Boonie Monster. How come I don't have a nickname?" The silence that resulted was deafening. No one offered any suggestions, or admitted that any nicknames we might have for Sifu Wu were not for his ears. But Wu had a suggestion. "Sifu Lion." "What?" "Sifu Lion. I'm a Leo, my hair looks like a lion's mane, and I'm a master of tiger claw kung fu." The silence that followed this was longer and more awkward. No one made eye contact with Sifu Wu for fear of breaking into laughter. Obviously, he had not gotten the memo that you're not allowed to pick your own nickname. Well, unless it's a self-deprecating one, and Sifu Lion is definitely not self-deprecating. By the next day, Sifu Wu had written Sifu Lion on all of his training equipment, using a script that was reminiscent of the brushstrokes used in traditional Chinese calligraphy. no one ever called him Sifu Lion. Ever. Moving on, like many creepy cult-leading martial arts instructors, Sifu Wu had an inner circle of favored students. One day he gathered them together and explained that using his abilities in the area of past life regression, he had discovered that he himself had been King Arthur in a previous life. King Arthur. He then went on to explain that he had further discovered that each of his inner circle had shared his previous life as Knights of the Round Table. Bob, you were Sir Bedivere, he said. Sean, you were Sir Gawain. Evan, you were Sir Galahad. And Tracy, you were Sir Lancelot. I always wondered if that meant that Tracy could have sex with Sifu Wu's wife. Anyway, Sifu Wu further explained that he and these worthy students had been brought back together in this life to fight evil. Wait, there's more. A similar story occurred a few years later, when Sifu Wu informed me that he had recently come into knowledge that a portal to hell existed near Louisville, Kentucky. Insert your own jokes here. By the way, Louisville, Kentucky, yes, Louisville is the correct local pronunciation, is a tad more than 100 miles east of my hometown of Evansville, Indiana. Sifu Wu went on to explain that the portal was normally sealed, keeping our mortal world safe from an invasion of demons, devils, and other infernal ne'er-do-wells. However, conditions were changing, and the few psychically gifted individuals who could perceive it, like Sifu Wu, of course, knew that the portal was in danger of opening at any time, and all hell would then break loose, so to speak. Sifu Wu then further explained to me that he and six other martial artists in the region around Louisville had been placed there by higher powers to lead the battle against the hellish minions straining at the leash to enslave our world. Collectively, they were called the Seven Dragons. And just imagine my surprise when Sifu Wu informed me that I, your humble podcaster, was one of the Seven Dragons. As happened so often to me when Sifu Wu was speaking, I was gobsmacked, speechless. To this day, I don't remember what words eventually came out of my mouth that allowed me to get away from Sifu Wu on this occasion. And I must admit to you that I never reported for duty as one of the Seven Dragons. So if you ever find yourself being sodomized by a denizen of hell in the neighborhood of Louisville, Kentucky, it's probably because yours truly was AWOL. One must vet candidates very carefully when awarding the status of dragon. So I will close for you today by reciting the first few lines of a poem that I've written, emulating the literary stylings of Sifu Wu. I want you to imagine me standing tall, gazing earnestly into the distance as I speak. The title is The Noble Podcaster, One of the Seven Dragons. It begins. I speak. They listen. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think, and check out old episodes of The Martial Brain at my website, rpmartialarts.com. And while you're there, impress your friends and support the podcast by ordering a Martial Brain t-shirt. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.